If you left a thermometer sitting out in the blazing North Carolina sun, you wouldn't use that number to decide how to dress for the day.
Right, obviously.
But right now, home buyers are looking at these screaming real estate headlines, and well, they're doing exactly that. So today we're doing a deep dive into the 2026 Triad Price Cuts Buyer Negotiation Playbook. We really want to figure out how to look past the panic, right?
To spot the actual leverage.
Exactly. So, I guess let's unpack this right away. How are buyers fundamentally misreading the market right now?
Well, the panic is honestly manufactured. I mean, aggregator sites are feeding buyers data that looks terrifying on the surface.
Terrifying, yeah, like those Greensboro number.
Right, but it completely falls apart when you look at the underlying mechanics of how it's calculated, like the timeline trick. Winston-Salem shows, what was it, 22.9% of active listings had a price cut in a single month.
Which, I mean, that is a lot, but then you jump over to the Greensboro dashboard and it claims over 50% of listings have cuts.
Which naturally makes a buyer assume Greensboro is just in an absolute free fall.
Like a total market crash.
Yeah, but that's entirely by design to drive clicks, because those sites are taking a 12-month trailing cumulative share for Greensboro.
Wait, so they're stacking an entire year's worth of data.
Every single price drop from the whole year just stacked up, and then they place it right next to a 30-day snapshot for Winston-Salem.
That's just statistical
It
malpractice.
really is. Comparing them side by side falsely makes Greensboro look radically softer than the reality on the ground.
Okay, so if buyers are being misled by the timeline on these price cuts, they have to be misreading the pricing metrics too,
Oh,
right?
absolutely.
Because the data points out that Winston-Salem's median list prices dropped 4.1%,
Yeah.
but actual sale prices are actually going up. So here's where it gets really interesting to me. How can both be true? Are sellers just acting totally delusional right now?
You would think so, right? But it actually comes down to a shift in the inventory mix, not, individual home devaluations.
Oh, okay. Like different types of houses hitting the market.
Exactly. We're seeing a surge of more modest, lower-priced homes going up for sale right now.
Gotcha.
So when you flood the zone with smaller inventory, the median list price for the entire city just naturally gets dragged down.
Meaning the specific house you were trying to buy isn't suddenly worth 4% less, it's just surrounded by cheaper new listings on the market.
Precisely. So if you walk into a negotiation and point at a falling median list price to, demand a massive discount.
The seller's agent immediately knows you have no idea what you're looking at.
Exactly. They know you just don't understand the data.
Which leads right into the geographical distortion, I think. Like a triad-wide regional median pulls in massive, expensive estates across multiple affluent counties.
Right, the whole region.
So trying to use that inflated regional data as a measuring stick to price a standard three-bedroom ranch in Winston-Salem,
It's totally useless.
yeah, it's like using a sledgehammer to swat a fly.
That is a great way to put it. And that's why any regional average, or really even a citywide number, is fundamentally a statistical trap.
Like funhouse mirrors.
Yeah, exactly like funhouse mirrors.
Yeah.
To find real leverage, you have to throw out the macro data completely. You need to rely strictly on neighborhood comps.
Right, because the broader stats are just for orientation.
Exactly. The last 3 to 5 comparable closed sales in that specific neighborhood, matching the exact size and condition.
That's your actual hard evidence.
Yes, because averages hide the micro markets. Like the playbook highlights the 27104 ZIP code in Winston-Salem.
Right, areas like Buena Vista and Ardmore.
Yeah, if you look at the city average, you see price cuts and slower movement. But in 27104, inventory is incredibly tight and prices are actually up sharply.
Wow, totally bucking the city trend. So if you bring a citywide average into a 27104 negotiation, you're going to lose the house.
Oh, absolutely. The sellers in that specific ZIP code hold all the leverage. They don't care what the broader city's stats claim.
It feels like relying on a city median is like dressing for a statewide weather forecast, right?
Right.
Whereas pulling hyperlocal neighborhood comps is like looking out your own living room window to see if it's raining on your actual street.
I love that analogy. And if you take that statewide forecast into 27104, you are going to get soaked.
Yeah, definitely.
So you have to arm yourself before you even tour property. You check the days on market, the specific price cut history for that one house, and those hyperlocal comps.
You negotiate from hard information, not just from the anxiety generated by some aggregator site.
Exactly. It is all about filtering the noise and building a real strategy based on reality.
So for you listening, what does this all actually mean? If the vast majority of competing buyers out there are relying on this wildly misleading, click-driven math, to guide their offers.
Then could their bad math actually be your biggest competitive advantage in securing a home?
Oh, wow. I like that.
Yeah, if everyone else is spooked by a phantom market crash built on trailing averages, you have a clear lane to negotiate based on reality.
Something for you to keep in mind the next time you see a terrifying headline. Check the actual temperature before you panic.